Alan Tremateng this afternoon picked nomination forms to contest the NPP flag bearership position. This step silences rumours that he is not contesting the position, flanked by former NPP General Secretary Nano Hinning too. The former Minister of Trade and Industry, Mr. Tremateng, declared his readiness to leave the party and Ghana. On a religious note, he said if it is the will of God that he becomes the flag bearer, he'll work with all members of the party to ensure victory in 2016. Gloria Anderson has the details.
Supporters of Alan Tremateng, clad in his T-shirt, waited patiently at the MPP headquarters, singing and chanting Alan's praises. The singing and chanting increased with his arrival. The first vice chairman of the party, Sammy Crabb, welcomed the former Minister of Trade and Industry. Mr. Alan Tremateng was handed his forms after he was cleared by the Treasury as having settled all fees. Mr. Crabb said the party is happy Mr. Tremateng has stepped out to contest the position. He said the party is working hard to strengthen its structures for victory. Mr. Crabb warned that any candidate who supporters misbehave will be sanctioned by the party.
We will pray that we have a decent contest, that will not have friends of Alan, friends of Apuku, friends of Nana, friends of everybody out throwing this out. At the end of the day, there will be one winner, and they will all have to rally around the winner. And if we damage each other at this moment, we'll be giving ammunition in our opinion to our opponent, and then they end up using it again. Now we are saying that we can, as it were, visit the sins of the son on the father, so that if those offshoots or agents or people who are for and on behalf of candidates do things that we believe go against the guidelines, rules and regulations, we may have to go to the fathers and visit their sins on them. And we know it's going to be held. We know you are a decent man, and then you conduct your campaign with a lot of people.
Mr. Tremateng recounted his contributions to the party, saying he's ready and capable to lead the party. He said he will be guided by two principles if given the green light to lead the party.
I'm ready and capable to do more if I'm given the opportunity. If it is God's will, and I want to repeat it, if it is God's will that I become the next flag bearer of our party, I want to assure you as national executives of two things. First, I'll work with you to build a strong, united and financially viable and sustainable party. Secondly, I'll work with your team to lead our party to victory in 2016. But this will not happen by chance. It will require a lot of hard work on the party and on its members.
Mr. Tremateng, who kept repeating, if it is God's will, prayed for a fair contest. He promised to abide by all the rules and regulations set out by the party to guide the contest.
What I believe Ghana needs now is a transformational leader who can combine vision with action. And I believe that in all humility, I can offer that the people of Ghana. This is a family contest that we are going to embark on. And I pray for God's divine guidance and direction and special favor to ensure that we have healthy and clean contest. We have only one party. And so I pray that we'll all work together to achieve this objective. And I want to confirm and assure you that I'll abide by the rules and regulations that will be set.
So far, 8 aspirants have picked nomination forms to contest the MPP flag bearership.